In a forest lived hundreds of rats, happily. Their leader was a clever rat called Netta. Once a jackal called Kapali came to the forest. Yummy! What plump and rosy rats! They'll make an excellent meal. First, I shall make friends with them. Then they won't be afraid of me, said Kapali. He thought of a plan. He observed the path the rats took every day while hunting for food. He selected a spot in their route and stood on one leg facing the east. Hey, who is this new guy? Said one of the rats. The rats saw him as they went foraging for food, but they did not try to go near him. They found him in the same pose at the same spot, and they returned the next day. You wait here while I find out who he is, said Netta. Netta went up to the stranger. Sir, who are you and what are you doing here? Asked Netta. Kapali said, My friend, I'm Kapali, a saint. I am worshipping God to attain knowledge and salvation. What a great person you are, said Netta. Netta thought, he seems to be harmless, but I should also be watchful and alert. Netta called a meeting of all the rats. A holy man has come to our forest. We should offer our respects to him and seek his blessings. But no one should go alone. We should always go to him in a group, said Netta. All the rats agreed and said, Yes, Netta. The next day, the rats collected juicy fruits and fragrant flowers. They offered them to Kapali. Great seer, please accept our presents and bless us, said the rats. I am touched by your love and affection for me, said Kapali. Then, as the rats left, Kapali pounced on the rat that was last in line. The rats came every day, and Kapali killed one of them daily. 10 days had passed before they noticed something amiss. My brother is missing, said one of the rats. I have not seen my aunt for the past 1 week, said another rat. We should report to Netta, said the other rat. Since when are they missing? Asked Netta. I've been searching for my aunt for the past 1 week, said one of the rats. I haven't seen my brother for 10 days now, said another rat. That is odd. Kapali came to stay here 10 days ago. Could the two events be related? Thought Netta. Netta decided to find out whether Kapali had a hand in the events. The next day, while they visited Kapali, Netta went last. You will be blessed for the kindness you show to me, my children, said Kapali. When the rats prepared to leave, Netta waited behind to see them safely out. Kapali lunged forward and tried to catch the last rat. It was none other than Netta. So you're the culprit. Friends, quick, catch Kapali, said Netta. Hearing Netta screeching in alarm, the rats rushed back. They immediately jumped onto Kapali, clawed him and hurt him. Finally, Netta survived. She also thought, In future, I shall never believe a stranger, even if he looks like a saint. The end. So friends, I hope you like this story. Follow English Stories podcast for more interesting stories. Until then, goodbye.